Pavel saw Dana for the first time at a large party. She caught his attention. She was a blue-eyed blonde, which he had always liked. Some people like black or darker types, whether it's hair, eyes, or skin. Pavel, however, was the opposite type. The lighter the woman, the better. They say that men inherit their taste from their fathers. And Pavel's mother was indeed a natural blue-eyed blonde, and like his father, she was probably fascinated by these types. On the other hand, Dana seemed much younger to him. She was still in college, which he had left behind quite some time ago. He also had a serious relationship at the time, so he didn't even try to get closer to her. He didn't see her for some time, until one day he went with friends to a popular dance bar, where he discovered that Dana had also been invited. She told him that they hadn't danced together yet, which was true, and more or less asked him to dance. On the one hand, he was happy about this, but on the other hand, he was also a little worried because she was a perfect dancer who loved to dance, and he, on the other hand, was not particularly good at dancing, quite the contrary. He had read somewhere that in order for a man to impress while dancing, he must not let the woman lead, but rather he must be the leader, thus showing a certain decisiveness and dominance. With his musical ear, this was always a problem. He remembered how he once danced with a woman who constantly directed him, telling him when to go faster and when to slow down, when to step with his right foot and when with his left, which made him very nervous and completely annoyed him. Sometimes men are also advised not to use the usual invitation to dance with the words, "May I have this dance?" This is because it is a question and therefore expresses a certain uncertainty. It is better to say, "Let's dance." In other words, not a question, but an announcement or even a command. Here, it probably also depends on the strength and intonation of the voice, which must be chosen according to the specific situation. Take her by the hand, and before she knows it, you're on the dance floor. The fact is that Pavel was a stickler for good manners and was quite conservative, so he almost always asked girls to dance in the usual way. "May I have this dance?" But it seemed to him that some of them looked at him as if he had fallen from the moon or, at best, had come from somewhere in the First Republic. This was not even the case in the then popular film Christian. The dance with Dana went well and everything was quite pleasant. However, Pavel did not ask her out on a date because he still had that girlfriend, or perhaps someone else entirely. After some time, he met her again at a small ball. He had a busy day at work the next day, so he had to take the midnight subway, even though he didn't want to. She was surprised that he was leaving already, and he saw disappointment in her eyes, tinged with a certain shamelessness that promised a lot. Her expression seemed to suggest a night of intense sex, passion, and pleasure. He remembered a quote from his favorite German writer, singer, and composer Bettina von Arnim, that love is born in the moment of organic connection between two eyes. He paid a lot of attention to women's looks and facial expressions. That's why he often preferred women who weren't exactly the most beautiful, with bodies that weren't quite perfect, but with a certain perversity in their expressions, to classic beauties with stunning bodies, whose looks and expressions were boring, empty, meaningless, and completely emotionless. He didn't know how long he would stay or where they would end up, and work was really urgent at the time. Then he regretted it to a certain extent, but certain things cannot be taken back, and unfortunately, they may never happen again. That's life. Her workplace was close to where he lived. He sometimes met her in the morning on the street when he was going to the subway and she was coming from the subway. They always exchanged a few words. It was pleasant, and in the morning he would also meet other girls he knew who worked in the city center, while he commuted to work from the center. It was a nice change from the inhospitable morning, and he was always curious to see who he would meet. Then Dana started dating one of their mutual friends, Zdenek, who was 2 years older than Pavel. He was about 18 years older than her. Her parents divorced when she was little, and her mother never remarried. In such cases, women tend to gravitate toward older partners because they find in them a kind of substitute for their fathers. That was probably the case here as well. Later, she told Pavel that she had met Zdeněk on a vacation where there were shared showers for men and women. She was particularly attracted to him because he had an oversized penis, and that was the reason she chose him. Zdeněk, however, was no genius, quite the opposite in fact. Interestingly, women often don't mind this. On the contrary, it can sometimes be a source of success for men. Pavel heard with his own ears that Zdeněk often told crazy nonsense to women who were no longer young and, moreover, quite educated, such as various associate professors. Pavel would be ashamed to utter such nonsense. But those women looked at him with their mouths open and full of admiration. They didn't take it as him talking nonsense, but rather as him saying something real and amazing. It turns out that sometimes great intelligence isn't exactly important for a person to achieve success. It is even said that in certain professions, it can be more of a hindrance, because a person thinks unnecessarily and excessively instead of acting more or less mechanically. This is said, for example, about stock market trading, where too much thinking can slow down and question decision-making. There, it is necessary to proceed directly from the graphs that appear on the screen and perform the appropriate operation without thinking. Winston Churchill also said that cleverness is not a necessary trait for a politician. And we can see this for ourselves very often today, as many of them are not particularly clever. And in the army, in most cases, soldiers are not allowed to think at all, so they remember that it is usually a matter of automatically following orders without any initiative of their own. And this probably also applies to conversations with women, where it is often not a good idea to think too much or for too long. In this case, however, it is sometimes necessary to replace intelligence with considerable audacity. They say that women like simple things, for example, men. And popular wisdom also says that the dumber the farmer, the bigger the potatoes. In fact, Dana, as he knew her, chose types who, while she may not have dated them, she surrounded herself with, who did not exactly overflow with intellectual inventiveness and were certainly not, to put it politely, great thinkers. Perhaps she did this to have a certain superiority over them. It probably made her feel good. What's more, Zdeněk wasn't exactly handsome. He was quite bald, with only a few grey hairs around the edges of his head, which seemed rather premature for his age. Many pretty girls don't date handsome guys. Sometimes it's said that they're afraid of them because they think that pretty girls will stick to them, and therefore they might be unfaithful or leave them. It's as if they were saying that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. It's a strange kind of female logic. Although perhaps not so strange, it may be because they want security in a relationship, which is certainly understandable. In this context, he remembered François de la Rochefoucauld's statement that a woman is like a lily, a gentleman does not dare to touch her, but a donkey comes and eats her. On the other hand, less attractive girls often show interest in handsome men, either because they have great self-confidence and a certain boldness, or because they want to boost their self-confidence in this way. Some may not want a partner who is too smart or rich, so as not to upset the balance between them or have to change their established way of life. For example, two apartments, two houses, two cottages. Which one to choose is a dilemma. As Morm said, with women, you never know where you stand. They don't think like people at all.